Welcome back, Wawaland. As you know, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis kicked off his presidential campaign recently during a live audio conversation with Elon Musk on a brand new Twitter platform called Twitter Spaces. But it was met with a ton of technical difficulties. To talk more about the announcement and the DeSantis campaign in general, we're turning to political strategist Raven Harrison. Good morning, Raven.
Good morning.
You know, I don't know about you, but at one point, I mean, I actually really felt bad for Ron DeSantis with all of these issues going on. But at the end of the day, did you find this to be a rather unconventional way of announcing his presidential campaign?
I did. I mean, I like you, it was painful to watch what was happening. But I think that was a really good idea on his part. I think it's much better than him going on Truth Social.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's going to have to approach this at a much different angle if he's going to have any chance. I still think that, you know, it's a large gap to overcome, but he's got to get something. He can't match Trump head for head. We've already seen that. They both have name ID, and Trump is still leading by double digits. So I think it was very, you know, bravo to his team to try to find some different way to come at this, and it allows him to control the message without having the reporters or the mainstream media coverage.
Yeah, that's a good point, having this different approach as he's about to take on, you know, Donald Trump head-to-head. Before we kind of talk about Ron's strategy heading forward, I am curious. I know that you watched all of the crazy audio as well, or tried to anyway. What did Ron actually say during this audio-only conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk?
Well, you know, what I found is that the message really wasn't very clear and defining. And I'll say that because we anticipated, I know a lot of people, I as one said, there's no way he's not coming in. He's just waiting for the May legislature so he can remain governor. Well, having said that, you know, the ads, the initial barbs, and what he came out with was pretty much that he's Trump without the Trump. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it really came out as he was posturing himself as imitation Trump. And I can tell you, I don't really understand the logic for that strategy and that messaging, but people do not want Trump light.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you use that. I actually use the word mild. So my husband and I were talking about this. He didn't watch the audio or listen to the audio, whatever you want to say, watch on Twitter Spaces.
Right.
But I told him, I said, I took it as it was kind of mild. I was comparing it to wings. And I was like, Donald Trump's like a hot wing on fire. And Ron DeSantis kind of came out just more of a mild sauce. That's the word I used, mild.
Well, yes, I think that was good. But I mean, people don't want, you know, Trump light anymore. They want Bud Light. They want Trump Ultra. You know, ultra mega, unfiltered, cold brewed. They want, you know, and that was the thing. So also in the messaging, I don't know if you noticed that, how are you going to position yourself as just like Trump and then attack Trump in ads?
Yeah.
I don't understand the messaging strategy for that.
Yeah, it is very kind of hard to interpret. But let's move forward and talk campaign strategy and kind of about this approach that we were kind of dipping our toe into here earlier. If DeSantis does want to win the GOP nomination, is there anything he can do to get the job done and beat Donald Trump?
Well, if I'm putting on my strategist hat, I would say I think it's highly and mostly unlikely that he would be the GOP nominee.
Yeah.
And he probably knows that. So he is likely just posturing himself to be the heir apparent, you know, after the Trump era ends. So what he's doing, though, is the appropriate strategy. He's going to the key states. He's going to, you know, Iowa, Ohio. He's been in Texas and California and other places fundraising. And so he has a significant war chest. But, you know, as far as you're going to have to find a way, because the kitchen table issues are what are going to dominate. The border is open, inflation, and also he's got the one ace he has in the hole is age, because Biden will be 83 in 2024, and he's already showing, you know, signs of ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm,
so he will need to kind of capitalize. It's really the one ace in the hole, because he's buying to tell people, hey, voters, I promise to do everything Trump did without the Trump. Well, the problem is people want what Trump did. They want the good economy and the great stock market and their 401ks being worth something and cheap gas and groceries. So he's vying to do what Donald Trump has already done.
So really quick, what I'm hearing you say, Raven, is there really likely won't be a big battle between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis?
Oh, no. You should definitely get the popcorn. But I think that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee, hands down.
Well, I'll get my popcorn and my bucket of hot wings and my Michelob Ultra Yingling, something of the nature, and watch this go down right along with you. Raven, I'm sure we'll talk more about it in the future.
Looking forward to it.
Podcasts by Federated Media.